Propaganda coup. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That's what we hear from the critics of the deal that freed those two reporters from North Korea.
I think it was disgraceful for an American president to go over there hat in hand and sit down and be paraded around for propaganda purposes for a brutal dictator.
Well, maybe, but did you see any hint of humiliation at that reunion yesterday? I won't deny it was a propaganda coup, but it wasn't for Kim Jong-il.
We were taken to a location, and when we walked in through the doors, we saw standing before us President Bill Clinton.
Just 10 years ago, words like that coming from a young woman would have had a completely different connotation. But critics like Republican strategist Brad Blakeman say we played the sucker.
This is the same type of attitude that allowed Hitler to get so strong that collectively Europe couldn't stop.
Wow. Well, North Korea can indeed goose-step like the Nazis. We've all seen that. But they're also economic pipsqueaks who can't even feed themselves. If a country like that is truly a threat to our existence, can we all get a refund for the $534 billion we'll spend on defense this year? I thought that for that kind of money, the moment North Korea fueled up a rocket to launch a real bomb of any kind at us or one of our friends, there'd be a deafening roar and then a bright flash courtesy of the U.S. Air Force. If $534 billion can't protect us from North Korea or even Iran, which we pretty much have surrounded, we're getting ripped off. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.